This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
This month in the news, black holes in black hole clothing. Black holes are one of nature's most unusual objects. A small region of the universe in which vast quantities of mass has accumulated, and the combined gravitational field of all this mass then acts to wrap space into a closed system from which nothing can escape. The formation of black holes occurs almost exclusively at the end of a massive star's life, the sole survivor at the epicenter of the parent star's supernova explosion. For physicists and astronomers, black holes represent the potential for testing our understanding of the universe, as very few other places have more extreme environments than that which is found on the horizon between our universe and the unobservable inner world of a black hole. The problem with black holes is that finding them is difficult. Since nothing can escape the black hole, they appear to be invisible to any of our current methods used to observe astronomical objects, which rely on the emission of some form of light. So instead of looking for black holes directly, we search for the effects they have on the environment around them. For example, if the black hole has a nearby companion star, it is possible for the gas and the dust in the star's outer layers to be torn off by the gravitational pull of the black hole. This forms a steady flow of material falling towards the black hole, and eventually forms a swirling disk of material, like the water going down a black hole. But unlike the water, the gas gets hotter and brighter as it swirls ever closer to the black hole's horizon. Eventually, the infalling stripped gas is heated so much that it glows with X-ray light. It is the emissions from these disks that astronomers search for when looking for black holes, and are known as ultraluminous X-ray sources. There are many types of ultraluminous X-ray sources, and the type depends upon the size of the black hole and the type of star being fed upon. Typically, though, you can split them into two broad categories. Either the ultraluminous X-ray source is emitting high-energy X-rays, which are characteristic of stellar mass black holes, the sort of black hole that is left over from a supernova and is typically about the mass of the Sun. Or, alternatively, an ultraluminous X-ray source which emits low-energy X-rays is thought to be an indicator of the presence of an intermediate mass black hole. An intermediate mass black hole is about 1,000 times more massive than our Sun and is expected to be the rarest type of black hole. The rarity of intermediate mass black holes stems from the unlikely set of events that are required to form them, such as the collision of supermassive stars in a dense globular cluster, or even the merger of two stellar mass black holes. Both types of black hole are important to study, as both are the products of extreme natural processes, and can inform us about the endpoint of the evolution of stars. In fact, intermediate mass black holes, if discovered, are even more interesting, exactly because of their expected rarity and unusual methods for formation. There are, of course, a number of ultraluminous X-ray sources that we know of, and some of those are potential good candidates for containing stellar mass black holes. An example of an ultraluminous X-ray source with a stellar mass black hole is IC10X1, which is in the local galaxy IC10, within the constellation Cassiopeia. However, examples of intermediate mass black hole ultraluminous X-ray sources are much fewer. One such potential candidate was found in 2004 by the Chandra and XMM Newton X-ray observatories and is called M101 ULX1, where again, M101 refers to the galaxy name and ULX1 refers to the fact that it is the first ultraluminous X-ray source found within that galaxy. Since then, follow-up observations have worked to confirm that M101 ULX1 is an ultraluminous X-ray source containing an intermediate mass black hole. One of the teams of astronomers who have been making the follow-up observations of M101 ULX1 have recently published their findings in Nature. Their plan was to deduce the mass of the black hole and its companion star by measuring the speed at which the two stars orbit each other. The orbital speeds can be estimated using the Doppler effect on the light coming from the star and from the hot disk of gas around the black hole. Unfortunately, though, the result indicated that the black hole in M101 ULX1 is only a few tens of solar masses in size, meaning it qualifies only as a stellar mass black hole. This is problematic, as the X-ray observations appeared to show all the characteristics of an intermediate mass black hole. So, what exactly could make a stellar mass black hole appear to be an intermediate mass black hole? There is an explanation, and it all stems from the unusual properties of the companion star and the separation distance of the two companions in M101 ULX1. Most stars throughout their life cycles are fairly stable, meaning the gravity pulling the star inwards is closely balanced with the outward push of the fusion processes in the star's core. If this wasn't the case, either the star would collapse under its own weight, or the star would simply explode. However, some very large stars do not have this balance. They are brighter than they should be, and because of this, spew vast quantities of gas out into space in events like our own sun's solar flares, only thousands of times larger. These stars are known as Wolf-Rayet stars. The companion star in M101 ULX1 is one of these Wolf-Rayet stars. But why would this make M101 ULX1 appear to be an intermediate mass black hole? It is all related to how the black hole is feeding off the star's gas. As a comparison, look at the ultra-luminous X-ray source IC10X1 mentioned earlier. It too has a Wolf-Rayet star companion, but the orbital time is just one day, meaning that they are very close together, close enough for the black hole to strip the gas straight off the star, forming a smooth, continuous stream of gas to feed the black hole. In M101 ULX1, the two companions are far apart. They take 8 days to complete an orbit. The black hole is therefore restricted to feeding off the gas found in the giant solar flares from its Wolf-Rayet companion. This unstable method of feeding the black hole appears to make it so the gas in the disk around the M101 ULX1 black hole not heat up nearly as much as the disk in IC10X1 or other stellar mass black hole ultraluminous X-ray sources, and therefore not emit as energetic streams of X-rays. Theorists had predicted that perhaps ultraluminous X-ray sources like M101 ULX1 may be possible, but now these ideas can be confirmed. This will help future observers who are still searching for intermediate mass black holes and can use this result to confirm their observations. It is also another step along the road to understanding the interesting physics of black holes.